for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sabres Live is presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
I'd say imperative might not be the right word, but open to it more than maybe I've been in past years would be fair. You know, like I think we had to really kind of try to build this organization up the appropriate way. And I do believe in building through the draft and developing players and making sure you have depth in your organization, which is, you know, which I think we've done a really solid job of. Have a good group of prospects, good group of players that aren't even in Rochester yet that are coming. So does it give you the, I don't know what the right word is, give you the comfort of saying if we move pick 9, you know, we still have a lot of young, good assets? Absolutely. But I don't think you want to go into it saying, hey, I'm just moving this pick no matter what. These are valuable picks, and but you're open to everything. And trust me, the league knows that I'm absolutely open to moving pick 9 if it's the right deal for us.
General Manager Kevin Adams, Assistant GM Jerry Fortin addressed the media in the last hour. Welcome into Sabres Live. It's Tuesday. All the hockey is done now. The Calder Cup was awarded last night. More on that coming up. But the immediate takeaway here in draft week as it unfolds Friday night in Los Angeles, Marty, with Buffalo currently sitting at 9th overall. What's your takeaway from the last hour?
My takeaway from the last hour is obviously you got to talk about the prospects and the process and your scouts and what we just heard Kevin Adams talk about. Look, more willing maybe, or there's a comfort to talk about moving 9. Look, this is year, right? Like this is how do you get yourself to check the boxes where you need to be better? And using that draft pick at number 9 is one of those very likable and very attainable situation to check a box to say, hey, we're going to get better in this department because we are trading that pick. If you don't, it becomes harder because now you've lost maybe an asset to throw into a trade at that moment. And I get it. It's not easy to do. Not a lot of teams are going to say, oh, yes, we're going to move from 17 to 9, let's just say, and we're gonna you know, give pieces, or we're going to just give something that the Sabres need. They're going to try to maximize that, but it's there. This is the week to get it done. I get there's free agency in, you know, what is it, a week from now. because it's next Tuesday, July 1. Mm-hmm. But this is really the week to get one of the box, maybe two of the box checked to make sure that you're going to game or more. Thank you. To go to game one next year and say, hey, we checked boxes this summer and we used the tools that was at our, you know, right there for us to use.
I'm so greedy sometimes. Like, I just want it all done right now. And
well, I put two big boxes. Like, I have two big boxes. You have
what are they labeled?
Little boxes inside of that.
Yeah. Oh, I love giving and receiving gifts like that when it's the little ones inside the little ones.
Exactly. Like, I have a big box on the blue line. Okay. That's one. Mm-hmm. I have a big box in the crease. Everything that's blue to me, blue line, blue crease, is a big box. Like, there could be multiple little boxes in there. How do you approach this? How do you check it? And Kevin Adams talked about it. He talked about the blue line, but he also talked about playing better defensively in front of Luukkonen and Levi. So there's that other box right there.
Yeah.
And maybe that's how you check it. So there could be multiple different little boxes, but those are the two main focus for me.
Okay. Well, I don't think that's entirely true. I just think you were missing a blue analogy among the forwards. That's all. Because you have been adamant about adding a top six forward since before the offseason began. So while you work on...
That box fits in my mailbox, though. So sometimes I forget that it's in there because it's smaller than the other two.
I don't think so. A top six forward is big. And JJ Paterka has been in that role.
Oh,
and
yes.
We have seen the point totals increase, and yet he continues to be speculated about as far as where his next contract happens. Will he remain in Buffalo? And as you would expect, this reaches the general manager on a daily basis as far as the rumors are concerned.
Yes.
Here's Kevin Adams.
I thought at the exit meeting with JJ, with me and Lindy separately, both were very positive, productive, honest conversations about, you know, things he'd done well and how he progressed and things where he needed to be better. And I think that's one of the things I really like about, you know, JJ Paterka is his ability to analyze his own game and say, hey, I need to be better defensively. I need to, you know, do more to help the team win in games. And I think that's a sign of maturity from him. So, that's all positive on the JJ front there from those conversations.
And in the follow-ups, obviously, he was asked specifically about, has he asked to be traded?
Requested a trade or not?
Yes.
That's I get that on my phone all the time. Every time my daughter requests to download an app, and I have to approve it. So I know that word request very well. But
okay,
so the question was asked.
Funny story on that. I got that out of nowhere last night, but with a catch, there was like a dollar something charge to it.
Oh, yes.
So this was a rare, you know, non-free moment kind of thing. And I was like, oh, I haven't had this happen in a while. So yeah,
like,
anyway.
$3.99, charge to it or whatever. But okay, so did JJ Paterka request a trade? That was the question. And I think that I understand Kevin Adams for saying what he said to a certain extent. And of, look, there's a lot of misinformation out there. Right. And I said it on the show. This is all agent driven. Agents are going to be able to twist things around, tell insiders different information so that it runs rampant. And then it's like, hey, the value and the trades and teams are calling. And I get that. So I get what Kevin Adams is trying to say. Look, this is very unfair to the players because there's a lot of misinformation. They're on social media. Their families are on social media. You know, I'm sure if you're JJ Paterka or many others in the National Hockey League, Bo Byram, whatever, that they are getting text messages and calls from family members and friends every day. Like, you're getting traded? What's happening? Did you ask for a trade? What's going on? There's a lot. So I get that it's a tough place to be to answer that question. But at the same time, I'm like, okay, well, you know what? You couldn't blame the agent. Like, the Sabres have said it all along. The Sabres have the big hammer in this. JJ Paterka has no arbitration rights. He can go and look for an offer sheet. right? Negotiate with all 31 other teams after July 1 and say, anybody want to give me a 7-year deal at $8.5 million and let's go. Mm-hmm. Teams have to have the compensation for it, have to have the cap space for it, have to have the desire to do it, right? There's a lot. And I think the only leverage that JJ Peterka and his agent have is trying to create a lot of buzz, a lot of misinformation. But at the same time, I'm like, okay, well, what's the answer? Did he ask for one or no? And that puts JJ in a tough position, just, you know, whatnot. Right. So I thought that I see where Kevin was trying to go there by protecting the players. I don't think that it protected JJ so much, because now there's going to be even more speculations because of, you know, the answers.
I'm not sure that's possible.
Yeah, maybe that's not possible. Maybe there'll be greater speculations.
But we know
there's going to be like a lot of other media outlets that are going to pick that up and say, sure, hey, when asked about trade requests by JJ Peterka, it was neither confirmed or denied. You know, that's the thing. Remember when we hear like, they neither confirmed or denied, right? It was neither confirmed or denied. Just said there's a lot of misinformation. So other media members, other insiders, other teams are going to pick it up. And then all of a sudden it's going to, it could, instead of stopping it, it will continue through the week, through the next week, through the week after. It's going to continue.
But many things are true in situations like this. And no matter what is said on a day like this, it can all change within the next 24 hours, right?
It was a Darcy Regier special. Like Darcy would always be asked,
does he trademark that?
Are you entertaining trading Marty Biron? No, we're not. We're not entertaining trading Marty at the moment. Well, yeah, 5 minutes ago you were, and 5 minutes later you might be. But at this moment, you're not. That was a Darcy Regier staple. To just, anything can change. Anything can change from where we are now and where we'll be in 10 minutes from now.
Got to live in the moment, right? So he was accurate, apparently, in those.
Yes.
Yesterday we saw Trevor Zegras move. Now, again, would have been impossible to predict this 2 years ago when, you know, maybe the rumors and the downward trend, if you will, for Zegras started while JJ went from, you know, first level point total, 18-point increase.
Yeah.
Funny how the values, perceptions of players change.
Jeez.
You remember all the discussion we had that year about Zegras and what his next contract was going to be, and would it be a 7 years, and how, like, it ends up being a pretty smart decision, I guess, by Anaheim not to have overpaid more based on what they got from Zegras. And yet everyone admits that they sold low, but I don't think Pat Verbeek is regretting that at the moment. So
no, I don't think. Can you imagine if that same return was what you got for JJ Peterka? Let's see, JJ Peterka got traded, and you got Ryan Poehling, the 45th overall and the fourth round pick. So
but JJ's value is up here right now. At least it should be, based on his playmaking ability. Like, I think
his progression is the curve, everything is projections.
The one thing I bristle at, and I bristle at many things, is like, I hate it when it's almost like, oh, I get it. Like, you can't just be one dimensional in your commentary, but I feel like there can be excessive, from your standpoint, picking at scabs on players, like just to try to balance. Like, I don't know. Like, what? I'll just say it this way. Like, do you think JJ struggles defensively?
No.
Or do you have to look at it in the whole context of the team?
I have to put it in the whole context of the team. Are you, like, again, two big boxes. How's your blue line playing? Yes. Are they, you know, sometimes JJ will be the left winger at the top of the zone. There's a play down low, a rebound, a second rebound, a goal. Mm-hmm. And you're like, well, he's minus one. Okay, well, what was he supposed to do on the play? Now, there's times where could he have gotten the puck out? Yes. Is there a turnover? You know, we've all had those moments. But I do feel like the majority of, you know, the problems defensively have not come from a winger like JJ Paterka. I've not come from a winger like Tage Thompson. I've not come from, from Alex Tuch. I've not come from those guys. It's come from the blue line having a bit of an issue with some puck management and some of the protective nature of the front of the net and the goaltending not being where you want it to be last year. So is it going to affect everybody? It's going to affect everybody. But do you play better defensively as a team? And all of a sudden, JJ Paterka is, look at the numbers, look at everything, and he's not a liability defensively? 100%. I don't see him as a liability defensively. I don't. Is he Anze Kopitar defensively? No. But he's also not Alex Ovechkin on the back check that just puts a stick on his hip and waits for the puck to come back for him. Like, he's somewhere probably more on the good side than the bad side.
I think my point for this particular discussion on Paterka is that I don't have any doubts that he and most other players in a better situation, i.e. when the team is having more success, you're not having this conversation. No. And I just, there's nothing that leads me to think, oh, this is going to be a long-term issue for this player. Like, why would anybody think that? And so his value is high right now. We're not talking, like, it's high because we're living in a, you know, in a cap increasing world here over the next few years. I guess I would just ask, having heard from the general manager today and having talked about this for a long time and having seen what you've seen from JJ in his career so far, like here on June 24th, like, do you think JJ's going to get his deal and be here on night one?
Okay. So I think JJ is a Buffalo Sabres next year. Now, I think that saying that he will be in the lineup game one, night one, there's still a very big question mark to that, because in the position that JJ Paterka is in right now, he has very limited leverage, no arbitration rights. So you can't, like, we've seen guys like William Nylander in Toronto go late in the season before signing his contract because he didn't have that leverage. I think, I'm not saying that I expect JJ Paterka to miss camp and miss start of the season, but I think it's a likely scenario if he doesn't get off.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
For sheets, or at least one offer sheet that he would agree to, a negotiation with another team. Let's say Chicago comes in, says, we really like J.J. Paterka. J.J., we're going to give you a five-year deal at $10 million a year, okay? Give you 50 over the next 5 years. All of a sudden, the Sabres have to decide, do we sign that or do we take the compensation? That's the leverage he has. But why would Chicago give Paterka 5 years at 10? Like, that's that would be a very risky move. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, okay, so if that phase, like July comes and goes, and August gets to middle of August, and J.J. Paterka is still not signed, I think we may look at missing training camp, maybe missing a month of the season. But I think J.J. Paterka's next team is the Buffalo Sabres. Like, next year's team is the Buffalo Sabres. I don't see him being, like, being traded or being offer-sheeted. I just don't see it right now. Maybe it happens later. If we go into November and he's not signed, and that December, you know, deadline for, you know, unsigned players approaches, then maybe there's more. But right now, I just don't see it.
Also, a point of discussion today with the general manager, goaltending for next year.
Yes.
Luukkonen, Levi, let's hear.
For me, I have all the faith in the world in UPL and Devin Levi. I believe in my core that both of them are going to be excellent National Hockey League goaltenders. I think we need to play better in front of them, better defend better, and that'll help our goaltending. We're open, you know, from Devin, and what I've, you know, and this is not something new to him. You know, he and I have had this conversation within the last few weeks that I believe in him. The timeline's up to him. You know, he's a young goaltender still. Now he's got, some more experience under his belt that when he's ready to take the step, he will, and we'll be ready for that. Do I have a problem if those are our two goalies opening night? Absolutely not. But I'm also, you know, going to make sure that we're smart how we do things and put our team in the best position. So, what I guess most excited about is I believe in those two guys.
Any hunches on the crease for opening night and the second goalie for opening night?
Okay. This is one of the questions I was asked many times yesterday at the golf tournament.
How was your putter, by the way?
Putter was awful. I mean, seriously, I let my team down with the putter.
Were you? I won't even say it. Tommy Fleetwood. Oh.
Yeah, no, I was big time Tommy Fleetwood yesterday. But it was hard putting. But anyway, big question. What do you think is going to happen? Are they going to get a goalie? Or is that going to be Luukkonen and Levi? Like, there's the question, right? And I get it. That is something that the Sabres have to figure it out. Look, we've not had the stability in the crease in the last 14 years. There's a reason why the Sabres are in a 14 years playoff drought, because there hasn't been stability. Luukkonen has played most games, but the second games played is Ryan Miller still in. He only was like part of a season and a half or whatever in that span. So you're looking at it and you're saying, okay, what are the options? I don't personally think that going Luukkonen and Levi next year is taking care of the big box that is the crease, right? Because I think you're rolling the dice. What, like, and it's a very important position, very important to start the season good. It would be too risky, in my opinion. So you want to go with Luukkonen, then you're going to have to find a veteran guy that's going to be alongside of him, that's going to give you quality games, quality starts, maybe even up to 35 starts, right? And there's free agent market isn't great. Like, you got the Alex Lyon, and you've got the Vitek Vanacek maybe, and we talk Jake Allen, whatever. Like, it's not Dan Vladar, whatever. It's not great. But if that's what you want to do, I think you have Luukkonen and one of a veteran presence on the, you know, James Reimer did good at the end of the season. I almost said did great, Duffer. I caught myself. did good at the end of the season, but it's the
did
end
well
of the
works
season.
As well.
Yeah, it's the end of the season, and would I go Lucan and Reimer next year? No, I wouldn't do that. Even though I think James Reimer overperformed my expectations, the expectations I had for him last year, but still. So, but if you want to go Luukkonen and somebody else, fine.
Do you have somebody else? I feel like you have not given us everything potentially as far as that. And that's not a slight. I think the only way, Okay. Do you want me to throw the names? Okay. Let me throw this name at you. I don't think we've ever discussed it as a possible.
Throw names at me. Let's see. I'll tell you what I think.
Anton Forsberg.
It's no better to me than a Lyon or a Vanecek, or it's the same. Okay, I'll put him in the same category as you could have that with Luukkonen. Mm-hmm. It doesn't make me sleep better at night, but it could be a possibility.
Is it better than Levi?
Yes.
Okay. Jonas Korpisalo.
No.
I thought he overperformed with Boston last year in what was a terrible year for the Bees. And he's reasonably cheap.
He's reasonably cheap. Okay, I would get that.
Easy for me to say at $3 million, but whatever.
Yeah, he did resign, right? So that's
no, he was under contract, but they Ottawa was eating part of it. So
oh yeah, that's right. You're right. Okay, so I mean, when you think about it, though, Korpisalo. It's 3 years left at that number. That's a lot. I don't want to go into 3 years down the road. If I want to do something, it's like short right
but
now.
If he moves again this summer, he will have shown a propensity for moving. So
for being able to move
when you want to move him again in 2 years, I feel like there's a likelihood. Anyway,
But Korpisalo is a trade candidate, is a trade. So you have to give something to get him. I'm like, why? Like, there's the same candidates, free agents.
The only reason the Bruins would do it is if they need to create even more cap space. And thus, if they move him, it would be the favor kind with next to nothing in return. My opinion. All my opinion here. And
nothing coming up in the. They basically lost. Brendan Bussey? He's a UFA. They have nothing coming up to maybe say we'll get the prospect come up.
Right, but they can go cheap there with players like Bussey and whoever else.
Or Lyons or Vanecek or Samsonov or somebody.
Or an AHL player. They can go that route because the expectation is that Swayman is going to play 65 to 70 games, yes. I would think. But anyway, that's neither here nor there.
Don Sweeney any favors. I don't want to help the Boston Bruins in creating cap space. Suck on that. Just be stuck in your situation.
Okay. I'm pretty much done now based on that.
We have to go to a break, but maybe
stop
after
us
the break,
yesterday.
How does Devon Levi play in Buffalo, start the season in Buffalo? I think there's a door for that to open, but that's a different door. All of a sudden you're exploring other names, right? And I have names because I've had to do this exercise for like.
What was the question again?
Kevin Adams says he's comfortable with Luukkonen and Levi. He has faith in both of them, but he did tell Devon Levi, this is going to be on you. Like, if you're going to come up to Buffalo when we see that you're ready to be up to Buffalo, but is there an opportunity to say, okay, how does the goalie box gets figured out that includes Levi being in Buffalo next year?
This is like... This situation, like, what can Levi can't prove anything here between now and October 1st.
No,
he really
can't.
And therefore, presumably, they're going to add another goalie in case Devon, you know what I mean? Like, I understand, like, yes, Devon has to prove it, but that doesn't mean they're going to sit here and not sign another goalie, a la Reimer last year, who briefly wasn't here and then came back. So, I don't know.
So, but my point is that...
No, I know, but the point is business still has to happen.
Yes.
They're not going to sit here and just say Luukkonen and Levi opening night.
No, I really don't think that's a possibility.
Right.
You know, and if it is, it's because nothing else that you wanted to achieve, like, happened. Like, maybe you wanted another player. You wanted to sign somebody July 1. You wanted to trade for a goalie, and it didn't happen. And now you're left with this situation, having Luukkonen and Levi. And the way Kevin mentioned it, I don't see, but I could see a path where Levi is in Buffalo, despite the, he's got to prove it. Well, he can't prove it this summer. He's not going to play meaningful games in August to say he's proven it. But I can see a path where that, because I've had to do that exercise for other teams. I've had to do that exercise for the Edmonton Oilers, who's available, who would be trade targets. And I have some names that maybe would be interesting in trade targets to say, hey,
hold on to
you
them.
Would fill it, you would check that box, goaltending figured out.
Well, the first time we're going to see one, maybe two Sabres netminders in September is when the preseason begins. That happens on the 22nd at Columbus. The very next night, the Jackets will be in Buffalo on September 23rd. And then they'll play two against Detroit on the 25th and 27th. And then they'll do two against Pittsburgh October 1st and October 3rd. That's your six-game preseason schedule. More details at Sabres.com and on Sabres Social. And we want you to enter to win a 10-game flex plan. Sabres are offering added flexibility this season with a 10-game flex plan. Choose the dates and matchups that work best for you. And you can enter by going to sabres.com/enter for this incredible chance to win. We're back after this because Marty is teasing something. Stay with us.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Baseball's all about the games, And the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.